When India was under company rule, and indeed well into the period of direct British rule, the nation wasn't homogeneous. Far from it. British India was always a patchwork of rulership. Many areas were ruled directly by company employees and later British civil servants. Others, however, were so-called princely states. These were each ruled by their own prince, hence the name. Princely states were free to set their own taxes and laws, but they were sort of, okay, definitely were, still ruled indirectly by Britain. In the period of the British Raj, these princes were technically subjects of the British Crown, and in exchange, Britain offered them defence and dealt with their external affairs. So they were basically the Scotland and Wales of the day. But the princely states were a real thorn in the side of the salt tax regime. Smugglers would harvest salt from places like the enormous Sambar Salt Lake in Jaipur and the salt mines of Punjab, and try to smuggle them into territory directly controlled by the British to sell at a much higher price, without paying the salt tax. Most of this untaxed salt was being smuggled out of princely states into Bengal, because Bengal had the highest salt tax, and thus the potential for profits by undercutting the market with smuggled salt were the highest there. So, in 1803, the East India Company built customs houses along major roads and rivers in Bengal to monitor salty activities, complete with road barriers, checkpoints, and patrols. These checkpoints were known in India as chokies. The issue was that these chokies were very limited in the potential routes that they cut off, and the patrols could only cover so much area. If you haven't noticed, India is big. Like, really big. And so smugglers were not dissuaded by these measures in the slightest. They foiled the British with the genius strategy of going around them. The East India Company came up with a plan. A plan so bold it would literally divide the country in two. As the British like to do so often, they unfurled a map and sketched a line that neatly intersected the country, all the way from the foothills of the Himalayas down to the Bay of Bengal, skirting the edges of many of the salt-producing princely states. It was called the Inland Customs Line, and anyone crossing this line had better have paid his taxes, or else.